she don't wanna be seen.
Let's try that. Oh my goodness. Okay, maybe you heard a muffled phantom of who I once was, but now I'm back. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. My computer is not connecting to the Wi-Fi here, so I found a random dongle on the desk here, and we are hoping it is not, like, jacked with data streaming, like, whatever. And I'm going to try and play something from my phone while I get my laptop reconnected and stuff. But sorry for the late delay or the late start here and kind of like jank opening. But let's see if we can get something playing. Let's see, what have I been listening to recently? I've been playing a little bit of Cult of the Lamb again, and that music is really good. So I might just play a couple tracks from that back to back to back because it's pretty ambient. Get the mood going, and then hopefully I can get some real music playing soon. Not real music as opposed to Cult of the Lamb. River Boy, you absolutely killed the OST on this game. It's insane. Like, it actually makes me feel like I'm spiraling, like, mentally. It's crazy how you did that, like, sonically. But anyway, here is Sozo, the track for the Mushroom Man, and then maybe we'll play something for, like, Midas and maybe one of the bosses. I don't know. It's a really good game. You should check it out. But here's this for now while I get set up. Oh, and also my, like, app takes, like, forever to play something because I have 12,000, like, songs and the shuffle algorithm isn't optimized. Okay, let's try that. Yeah. All right, I am back. I am sorry for that, like, kind of strange opening. I don't know if we're going to be playing more River Boy for the rest of the show, but I still recommend Cult of the Lamb. Fantastic indie game. Well, yeah, I think it's... I mean, it's made by Devolver, so take that as you will, I guess. But I would consider it, like, kind of indie, because I think it was mostly made by Monster... Mega Monster? I don't know. But they do great work. It's a great game. It's really cute, so go check it out. And the music is great. River Boy is really, really, really fantastic, so definitely go check out most of his stuff. I am now reconnected to my laptop and the internet here as well, so hopefully that will make things a little bit easier. I'm going to my show queue of stuff that I want to play, and I never played any tracks, I don't think, from the Rez EP that dropped, Novus. I guess it's technically a single, but there's four tracks on it, so I feel like it should be an EP. But all of them are collabs with X1Y2. This is kind of a at least newer for me artist, but I also think just like newer in general, has some releases in 2022. But like really hitting the scene now, especially with getting like collabs with Rez and a lot of attention from Rez. Like I think Rez also released one of X1Y2's remixes of one of Rez's tracks. So really kind of helping their career get a jump start there. And I like their sound a lot. It blends really well with Rez's style. And the track that I'm going to play is maybe the most B-side track, I suppose, of this EP. It's the least played, but I think it's the most interesting. And it's called Subsequent. And I think it's a kind of intentional name because there's a lot of this track that feels like it's a little bit late. And it's kind of like trailing off a little bit too late and like blending into the next part of the song, while also kind of, like, hinting at what is coming next at the same time. So I think there's, like, a really kind of fun, like, I don't know, like, layers or, like, sets in this where you can kind of see, I don't know, like, listen to it. Maybe you'll be able to hear what I'm talking about, but it feels very, like, it's pushing you forward, like, at all points in the track, and I really think that blends well with the track name of Subsequent. So here is this track to... One more thing that I need to change. I'm not going to mess this up. Please play on my laptop. Come on. There we go. Okay. And then here is Subsequent by Rez and X1Y2. We'll be right back. Okay, I kind of messed that intro up, but let's try this. I can't hear myself in these headphones either. You can hear me?
Okay, I can hear great. You.
Awesome. Okay, also, that is our guest. So, this is my friend Teresa. Hi.
Oh my god, hi.
Oh my god, hi. she's joining me in the studio today. Might play some stuff on air. Like,
I will. I just need to collect myself.
Yeah, you need to you need to pick your on-air like stardom moment to.
Yeah, okay. I actually do have a song I want to play, but it's 5 minutes, which
that's fine. I've played tracks on here that were like I played Massacre at Alice's Restaurant, and that is a 22-minute song. Like I.
What? That's yeah. So long.
Well, I mean, it's like a classic that you play on Thanksgiving. It's like a radio tradition to play.
Interesting.
Yeah. So. I listened to it growing up. Yeah. Someone had it on a post-it note. I didn't play it this Thanksgiving because if you tuned in last week, I had Nate on the show. Super cool guy. Went back to his place like afterwards and we played Pokemon cards because he's competed in the world championships for Pokemon trading cards. Super cool. And he's like reffed them. And it was like super fun to just dive back into that because I used to do that as a kid a lot. And it was like, I love card games. They're so fun. But anyway, super cool dude. Shout out Nate if you're listening. And then, what was I saying? Oh, I didn't play Alice's Restaurant that time, but I have before. And we can do a 5-minute track because I apparently can just talk for like 5 minutes as well.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. No, it's good though. Maybe we'd prefer that rather than the 5-minute track. No, I'm kidding.
No, let's get the track. Who's it by? Say something about who it's by.
It's 1975.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What do you like about the 1975?
It's like the way they layer all the instrumentals. Like I saw them in concert last year. And they had, like, not a full, or I guess a full band. Like, they had, like, a saxophone player, like, I don't know. It was, like, a 12-person, like, ensemble wow. on stage. And the production was, like, really good. And granted, I know Matt Healy, like, the lead singer, he's very problematic. But, like, damn, they make good, they make good music.
FCC didn't hear a thing. But, yeah, no, I agree with that. I feel like I don't know that much of the 1975. Like, I haven't, like, listened to a lot of their tracks, like, I don't know, intentionally, I suppose. Like, I've definitely heard them ambiently, like, as I'm around. Mm-hmm. And, like, especially they're very popular in, like, the social media sphere, too. But partially for that very, like, dreamy kind of, like, ethereal layering that they have of, like, so much kind of sounds and stuff happening at the same time. But it still is pretty clear.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's good. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Wait, should we play it now or should we?
Yeah, we can play it now. We can jump straight from Rez to the 1975.
Okay. Wait, I have to tell you what
song.
This
is just like Brat, but it's different, but it's the same, but still it's Brat or whatever. Charlie, wait. I love you, but I still don't know how to say that album.
Isn't it?
Brat.
It's Brat, but it's the same, except it's not because there's three extra songs.
No,
are you talking about the deluxe?
I'm talking about the remix album. Because that's the one that jumps from, like, rave to, like, the 1975, back to rave, back to, like, A.G. Cook, thanks for saving my life, back to, like, rave,
okay, like,
back
low-key,
to, like, Lord.
I think I told you this. Not, like, a hot... I didn't listen to that whole album, but the
Teresa doesn't like the Brat remix album.
Yeah. Or I didn't really listen to it fully, and I feel like because I appreciate how different the remixes are to the original song, because usually remixes are, like, not... that different, and it's like, okay, what was the point of this?
Yeah.
But I think because that's been ingrained in me, it was like so different. I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this. If that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Like, you thought it was trying too hard to be extra different, or like...
Like, it was just like more different than I expected, and maybe it maybe I had to listen to it again. But the one with the 1975, like, because they were in one of them.
That one's, like, really chill. Like, it's
I
super
I don't
peaceful.
Like it that much.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, or it's, like,
I might
fine.
Say something stupid. I love it. I love how emotional he sounds in the track. Because he's very obviously, like, kind of openly admitting that he's a problematic character.
Yeah, I think he does.
And then
yeah.
he's very much, like, it just happens to people. And, like, I'm not using that as an excuse, but, like... And, like, I hate it, too. But, like, here I am, like, also singing about it because people want to hear it. So, I don't know. I like that track. I think it's also... It's so smooth. Like, that... I feel like that track really captured what you were saying with the 1975 being, like... Like, a really put-together kind of unit.
Okay.
I don't know.
Granted, when I listened to it, I was, like, at work. Like, not fully paying attention. And I was, like, making my lunch or something.
Wow.
So, in passing. So, maybe I need to listen to it again, giving it my full attention.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, we should play the song.
Let's get to it. What is it called?
Happiness.
Happiness.
Yeah.
And anything you want to say about this track. Yeah.
For context.
There's two fingers up right now.
I was telling Diego on the walk over that, well, I didn't mention the song specifically, I think, but this song, I listened to it so much on my semester abroad, and like I think I just associate like a lot of those memories with that song in a good way. And like that semester was like really challenging for me in like various aspects, but like it was such a feel-good song and it would like uplift me. Like I remember like just being on the bus like listening to it and like looking out the window.
It's nice to have those go-tos. Like I think you've probably seen the playlist Posture Check, and that's like it's just filled with tracks that like I feel like when I'm listening to them I just like can't be in like a funky state, you know? It's just or like a bad state.
Wait, I should make a playlist like
that. Just get like all those vibes, and like you just almost like Pavlovian condition your brain to be like, when I'm hearing this I'm not sad, like I'm like I'm peppy and I'm like standing up straight and I'm like gotta go through it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Wait, but,
yeah. Build the vibe, man.
Add on. Kind of irrelevant, but
this was what the second finger was for, I think.
Guess.
Yeah.
No, but like, well, because I was talking about associating songs with specific memories. Like, similarly, when I was abroad, I listened to Biba Doobie a lot. She was also my number one this year.
Oh, yeah. We have to talk about rap.
And my number one last year, which is like kind of lame. Like, come on. Anyway. But like, when I saw her in concert, like, this one song I like, but I didn't think. Like, I didn't, like, love it. I don't know. Like, I didn't think... It didn't hold, like, a special place in my heart. And then I heard it live, and I just started crying. Like, I just... Because I was so overwhelmed with, like, nostalgia. Anyway.
There are some tracks that have, like, a crazy amount of stage presence, too, that just, like, don't hit when you listen to them.
No, that's so true. Like, and then, like, your aspect... Your, like, thoughts on them, like, change after seeing it live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that happen with a good album before, too. Like, I was, like, raving about this album. This was actually Caravan Palace. they had an album called Chronologic that came out around the year. I think it was, like, our late freshman year. My freshman year. And Alex and I were just listening to it, like, all the time, Ryan, too. And we loved this album. And then we went to go see them live, and it was just, like, 10 times better still. Like, they just brought the energy, like, crazy.
That's so fun.
It's so fun. They're coming back to America, and we're gonna maybe follow them from Boston to New York to D.C.
Wait,
like,
what?
All three shows, because they're, like, it's, like, single,
honestly,
it's
do
like,
it.
It's, like, one of the best concerts I've ever seen. And, like,
wait, but
I'm, like,
you'll
such
just be
a Porter
the same,
fan.
Like, hearing the same set.
It's, yeah.
You should just, like, ask to, like, join them on their tour bus.
Maybe we will.
And
maybe
like,
maybe
can
Alex can get us in.
You can, like, offer to, like, vlog for them, question mark.
Yeah, they want that,
yeah,
for sure.
You'll be their, like, social media manager for, like, those three shows.
their like, whole thing is that they're, like, kind of mysterious and, So I'm sure they want, like,
my mistake.
A bunch of college kids to, like, join them and be like, what is up?
Yeah.
hitting DC.
That's so funny.
All right, let's get this track playing. It is called Happiness by 1975.
Because don't we all need a little bit of happiness?
So
am I
true.
Right? Am I right?
So true. Wait, not the dance floor edit, I'm assuming.
No, I listened to the original.
The original.
I think the dance floor edit is just, like, a shorter version. So we could play that, because I was concerned about 5 minutes. But
nah.
We just talked for, like, 10 minutes.
No, yeah, we've yapped for a long time. Let's get some happiness in here. 1975. Oh, that start?
That's happiness to me.
That is fun. That is like just good vibes.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I really, really like that one. I had not heard it before. And I agree. There's a lot happening in that track musically, like kind of all at once. I really like the intro too. I think
that's the best part.
I left the mic hot as I was transitioning out because I want everyone to hear me go, oh, that start, because it was like it was good. I really liked the beginning. It reminded me a lot of I'm gonna go to a track from Bishu here, off of his EP that he dropped this year. It is All Over My Wrapped, which we'll be talking about Spotify Wrapped a little bit at some point, probably. We kind of have been, but who knows?
Like a little.
Whatever. Spotify Wrapped came out 2 days ago?
No, it was yesterday.
Really?
Wait.
Just yesterday?
No, wait.
Yeah, it was. It was the 4th.
Why do you remember specifically it being the 4th? Is that like a thing?
I don't know. Because I remembered that it wasn't the 3rd, which would have been... Don't worry about it. Because the 3rd was the day that I got the notification about my scholarship about 5 or 6 years ago at this point.
Aww,
so
wait,
it like lives
so
on
like,
in my head
wait,
as
so
like
cute.
A really important date.
Wait, we should have like baked a cake or something.
Like a Questbridge cake.
Or just any, I don't know. Like, I feel like cute little celebrations. I think little things need to be celebrated more just because it makes life more fun.
Yeah. Plus, it's like not... that little of a thing. It definitely like changed my life forever.
No,
but
yeah.
Like I guess it does live on like as a little thing in my head.
Yeah,
now.
That's why I meant like a pick. Oh, because now it's like you know what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it. But I was gonna say one of the things that I really liked about this album was that it was very much a detractment from what Bishu usually does, which is a lot more like super experimental electronic stuff and playing around with like really weird synth patches and trying to make something kind of pull together. This one was a lot more kind of like bedroom poppy, but with a lot of fun like layers and a bunch of like tracks and things happening all at once. Very much liked how kind of bouncy and like all over the place it is. So it's a little bit more energy, I think. But
wait, more energy than his usual, or
more
than the
energy
last
than
one?
Happiness?
Oh.
I would say.
I feel like that's pretty high in energy too.
It's a little bit. It's a little bit more like. Let me rephrase. Yeah, because that one is more like. Like walk
like
in the
groovy
park, groovy
energy.
Energy. You know, like roller skating energy. No, no.
No, I see.
I can kind of see roller skating energy.
Yeah. No,
a little
I get
bit,
that.
Right. This is a little bit more like. Like spontaneous, I guess. It's a little bit more like erratic.
Okay.
Is maybe what I'm going
yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay.
I'll listen to it. Yeah, you'll listen to it. So, I don't really have one in specific that I'm thinking of, but I think I'm gonna play "Do or Die" because I think this is the track that says, "It's so Jover," which is pretty great for a lyric in the modern day. And I have played this on air before, I think, but. It's pretty good. Maybe I can find one that I haven't played on air. Should I do that? It doesn't really matter.
I say play what you want. Like,
wow, that's crazy. That's so true. Let's do Do or Die. That's a pretty great track. Here it is from Bishu's Micro Celebrity album. Ah.
I need a
I like that track a lot. I like that whole album. It's really, really good. If you like that, you should definitely check out, maybe not the rest of Bishu's discography. I would encourage it for sure. But if you want more stuff specifically like that, it's going to be mostly on the Micro Celebrity album there. And producers, if you're listening, definitely check out Bishu's channels. He's got like YouTube and Twitch and stuff, frequently streams and like does all kinds of challenges with his chat as well to get them involved in like production techniques and, showcase their kind of, like quick projects around to the rest of the chat and make some quick friends for new techniques and stuff. And there's some really good stuff that comes out of those sessions. So, go check it out, I think, sometime. Yeah. What did you think, Teresa?
Oh, I really liked it.
Let's
it
go. Okay.
I feel like, I don't know. For
it
context.
It's more erratic. Yeah, I feel like, but not as much, like not similar energy level.
Mm-hmm. For context, I was just told what the word Jover originates.
Yeah, you didn't
from.
Know about
I didn't
Jover.
Realize.
The Joe Biden, yeah. It's so Jover.
and I think that makes it silly.
It's very silly.
And I think, oh my gosh, that just reminds me, I have a playlist called Silly Goofy.
I have one about Silly Goofy songs, but I forget what it's called. I think it's called Cerebral Absurdity. Because they're like...
You're so quirky for that.
I know, yeah. That one was really quirky. And the cover art is just like a
brain?
No. But that would be cool.
Like a real
brain? Human brain. Oh. No, the picture is just... it's a picture that I pulled from the 7-Eleven down in Davis Square. I looked it up on Google.
I looked it up
on Google to see when it was open. And like the first picture in reviews has like a Genshin Impact character like photoshopped into the aisle.
Wait, that is so silly. That's Pokemon Go vibes.
Exactly. I like immediately downloaded it and was like, I put it in the playlist cover and made the description, why is Albedo in my 7-Eleven?
That's funny. But Genshin's like they had to Photoshop that.
No, it was like absolutely like made by someone in the area and then uploaded under like Yelp.
That's really silly.
I like it a lot. That's funny. I'm like kind of thinking I need to make like a code engine or something that just does this to all the local places.
I feel like you would.
Do you think you would get blocked?
Definitely be something. Yes, you would get blocked
if I just started putting like. I probably couldn't do like real people, right?
No,
like
no,
I couldn't
no, no,
put
no.
like Dwayne the Rock Johnson in like every every restaurant and like CVS.
Well, I feel like. His photo is public domain.
Right? So, at this point.
Public domain. I don't know if that was the right term. But, like, publicly available.
It's open source.
Yes. So I don't know if you would get, like, in trouble for specifically the person.
Not legally.
I think
but the
maybe
Rock
for
might
the
come
act.
And beat me up.
Oh.
That would suck.
Really?
I feel like that'd be kind of sick. It would be kind of a flex.
Yeah.
Be like, I got in a fight with Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and you should see the other guy.
Wait. Oh.
No, he would absolutely dumpster me.
Wait, you know that they're making a live-action Moana, right?
Really?
Yeah. Okay, wait.
That's kind of scary.
Sidebar, so many live-action movies of, like, animated films are happening, and it's like...
We need to slow the roll.
Or, yeah, like, I'm of the opinion that, like, we should just be sending this money in funds to, like... create new projects, but like I think live actions are fun, but there's so many coming out like very soon. But anyway, Dwayne the Rock Johnson is playing Maui.
Wow.
I think like he voiced them.
Yeah, I guess they kind of got it too. Yeah. Like there's very few people that like fit that bill, right?
Do you think they're gonna make him wear a wig?
Probably. Yeah, probably for sure. It wouldn't be the first time, right? He's definitely done it in other.
No, for sure. He's definitely.
Yeah, he's a silly dude.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's get to, we've got, the lovely Teresa is going to read a PSA for us.
Did you say Teresa?
No, I said the lovely Teresa.
Okay, I'm just keeping you on your toes.
Yeah. No, it's Teresa.
Yeah, okay.
And then we'll probably talk about Spotify Wrapped a bit, but
yeah.
Take it away.
Hand washing PSA. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. a public health message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Well done. I think I read a very similar one last week. I'm like, something like
sorry
deja
for the
vu.
Repeat.
Yeah, no, we're just making sure that people are washing their dang hands.
That's,
you know?
So true.
Like, I remember now because I think I was talking with Nate on air, and I was like, you know, when you see someone in the public bathroom and they use the restroom and then they just walk out.
I feel like that's a man thing.
Wow. We're getting gendered up in here. No,
sorry.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. But like,
because
you don't see that often in female bathrooms.
No, I don't think so. And also, I thought it's like the thing because there's urinals. Like,
yeah, I will say I think there's like a lot of quick turnarounds in a urinal, especially at like a club or a bar, unfortunately.
Whoa.
Which is really unfortunate. Like,
I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
This is so silly. Shout out to my friend who every time she would see something that's like poorly designed, she just thinks like, she would say like poor engineering design. And anytime that when someone opens like the door to a male bathroom or like just any bathroom and I can like see a urinal like clearly from the like door, I'm like,
oh, that's bad, poor engineering design for sure.
Design.
Yeah, there needs to be like a wall.
Yeah,
like, or like a covering there. I would prefer honestly if there was one in between each urinal too, but I understand that we don't have the real estate for that at all times.
Yeah,
but like there does need to be one in front of the door.
Yeah. Anyway, should we talk about our Wrapped?
Yeah, let's do it. I definitely, like, this Wrapped was, like, a surprise to me. I did not think... So, I think on air... do you mind... Can I just, like, go first, talk about mine for a little bit?
Oh, and then, yeah, of course.
Yeah, cool. So, on air last week, I was like, I don't know if it's going to be Porter or Gambino or maybe even Subi Club and or maybe G. Jones because I listened to, like, so much of it at work. And it was none of those. It was actually Caravan Palace, which... definitely surprised me, but does make sense because Gangbusters Melody Club came out this year and it is insane. Like, I really, really love this album. I think Chronologic is still like a really important part of like me learning to really love music and find people that like share the same music taste that I like. Like, Alex loves that album. Like, it's probably one of his favorite albums, if not his favorite. And so that one's still really like, I love how many like memories I have associated with it. But the mastering on this album is just so good, and a lot of the tracks of Caravan Palace are all just about, like, ain't nobody gonna break my stride, pretty much, and, like, definitely came out at, like, right of the time that I, like, kind of needed it to, you know, this year.
That's
and so
great.
I was just, yeah, I was just, like, looping it, like, crazy. Like, if you look at my Posture Check playlist, like, the first five are, like, Caravan Palace from that album, mm-hmm. You know, like, it started the playlist because I was like, wow, this is really working. Like, that was the album that was, like, it got me out of my funk, and I was like, wow, I love music again kind of thing. Really good. Probably going to buy it on vinyl pretty shortly here. It just came out, I think, like a month ago. So want to grab that. And I'll be playing some. I've played some on the show before, but I've apparently never played Blonde Dynamite, so I'll probably play that shortly.
Woo!
Yeah, and then what else do I have to say about my Wrapped? It unfortunately got, like, kind of, like, infiltrated by, like, in, like, January, February, I had, like a oh, liminal yeah. spiral, you know? And I was just, like, looping these, like, seven really slow, sad songs, like, crazy. So, like, my playlist, or my Wrapped is, like, Caravan Palace, and then crazy projects like Subi Club, and then, like, wild beep boop noises from G. Jones while I'm at work. And then, like, every, like, one in seven songs is, like, something that a sad male produced in, like, 4 hours in his bedroom at, like, 2 a.m., which is great. Aside from Die For You by Perfume Genius, which did hit my top five, and it deserves to be there because that track is insane. Like, that is just a really cool track. But it is slow and liminal and sad. And my number one track was one that I think I just looped, like, overnight one time.
A sad one?
Yeah. It's called Poison Tree, and it's just, like, so basic. Like, it's really simple.
You know,
but
sometimes we need that.
Yeah.
Like,
this
comfort.
Is, like, the reminder of, like, where I was, you know?
Yeah.
And where we've been. I still hold to, I think 2022 was my best musical year.
Wait, why?
For Wrapped. I don't know. Because, you want to know why? Because my Wrapped playlist that year had 101 songs. Spotify thought my taste was so good that they added one more.
Wait.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can look at it if you want. We'll play the next track.
That's an issue. Wait, like...
check yours. See if it had 101.
No, I'm not doubting...
Spotify gave me plus one because my music taste is objectively better than everyone else's.
Oh my gosh, you're so...
Do you have stuff you want to say about your rap?
I mean, I feel like I'm always disappointed by my rap just because I...
Which is unbelievable because it's representative of the music that you listened to all year.
No, like... wait. Like, why would you be, like, disappointed?
Yeah.
Or, no, I just think it's because it's so predictable. Like, obviously, I love these songs and these artists, but... I don't know. I wish I had, like, a little extra flavor in there sometimes. Like, more specifically in, like, my top five, which I guess that's, like, harder to, quote-unquote, infiltrate. I don't know. But I feel like for the past, like, 2-3 years, it's been, like, the same artist. like, some consistent few. Like, Nicki was my top artist in 2022. Number two last year. I think... She was in top five this year. I don't know if she was number two or what. Beba Doobie was number one this year, last year, too. Also, can we talk about how, like, where... Like, the November and December months...
They never show up to Wrapped.
Where does it go? No, like, but...
They don't get... They don't even get added to the next year. Wrapped.
Oh, wow.
I don't think so. Someone correct me if I'm wrong about that and you know more about Spotify than I do. But I don't... I think it just gets lost.
That's, like, sad.
Yeah, it's a little rough. Especially because, like, a lot of really good projects come out in December. Because a lot of people do, like...
Specifically, really?
Yeah, a lot of... Oh, well, maybe this is more of, like, an electronic thing, too. But I feel like a lot of people have, like end-of-year drops that they do for, like... Not specifically for Christmas, but kind of, like, oh, here's all the stuff I made this year. And then here's, like, all the different, like, ideas and takes that I had of it. So they'll do, like... Like remixes of their own songs,
It's like kind of a way to end off the year.
Yeah, and just show like a different direction that the music could have gone in, I guess. And that's always fun to follow.
But doesn't show.
But it doesn't show up. Yeah.
Also, I did just check, and in 2022, because I think that was the year you were talking about, I actually had 102 songs.
No, wow.
I'm kidding.
But did you have
it? Was 100.
Oh.
I was joking.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow.
Also, like to show, like to emphasize what I was saying. My top five, four out of my top five songs that year were from Nicki. Like, I'm so basic.
Or, well, you're consistent. That's what it means. Mm. I mean, to be fair, Grizz was in my top five this year, and he didn't release any tracks at all, because he's, well, that's not entirely true. He did collab on a couple that, like he had been working on, but he, like, retired his project in October, like, of last year. So he hasn't, like, released anything, and he was still in my top five. Yeah. G. Jones didn't release anything this year, I don't think. Oh, my God. If Nate's listening and I'm wrong about that, he's gonna beat me up. But I don't think so, because Paths dropped in 2023. So, but he was still my number four.
There's nothing wrong with it. I just wish I had a little bit more flavor.
Yeah. I definitely appreciate Wrapped, I think, more than, like, the like average listener perhaps, because my taste is so like all over the place, and like every once in a while I'll just like sink into an album for like 3 weeks super hard. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to see like what pops up, and apparently this year it was The Spiral, but and Kitsune Maison Freestyle by Porter Robinson, that one I looped for like 14 hours the day it came out.
I don't know, like I've definitely listened to Kitsune it but Maison. I don't
Kitsune Maison, that one. It's all right.
I've definitely listened to it because I did listen to that whole album, but
yeah,
I'm not
it's
sure
good.
If I
it's a really like goofy song.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I don't know. It's very ostentatious, but there is a really cute part in the middle where he talks about like wishing that he didn't get veneers with like fake teeth.
Yeah,
because
he actually has veneers.
Yeah, he has veneers because he didn't like the shape of his teeth earlier, and now he's like he misses his real teeth because he's like, man, those were the ones that like had generations attached to them, and like my mom's teeth and like my dad's teeth, and now I don't have them. Now I just have like wooden teeth.
Wait, what? That's a really funny take,
right? Yeah,
but I guess there's truth to it anyway. Right. Should
we can get into some music?
Caravan Palace.
Yeah, Caravan. Yeah, nice. Caravan Palace. Do you want to play stuff from your, like, do you want to play some Nicki first?
No, you go first.
I go first? Okay. I've played some of these tracks before, but I do want to play Blonde Dynamite, and if I remember correctly, this is the track that has a part in it that just builds and builds and builds for a second, and then right at the end, it like finishes with a piano trill a bit of a horn, I think, and then a, like, phone dial tone, and then just goes right into the drop. And I think that, like, I'm getting goosebumps, like, thinking about it. It's, like, it is, like, so representative of everything that Caravan Palace is trying to do, which is the old sound in a new style and keep it a party at the same time. And it is just, like, super, super fun. And, like, drawing so many allusions to, like, the retro vibe and the vibraphones and the like, you know, dial phones that you have to, like, spin and all that stuff, like, dial-up internet and all... Okay, no, not really dial-up internet. They're a little earlier than that. But, like, swing clubs and stuff like that, and all the related, you know, peripherals of the time. And they have a really good way of just, like, setting the ambience. And I think they did a great job of that in this album. Also, like I mentioned, the mastering is just insane. Like, pay really close attention to how well and crisp and clean everything sounds. It's amazing. I don't know how they orchestrate this stuff. Can't wait to see them live again. Wow, I've yapped for a long time. Let's get into it. Here's Blonde Dynamite by Caravan Palace off of Gangbusters Melody Club. This was my number 9 song this year. And the ones that beat it from the album were Portobello at 4 and Spirits at 5. All right. We'll be right back. cardinal sin of radio shows. I'm going to cut it off just a little bit earlier. Also, that was not the one that had the build that I was thinking of.
Sad.
But I do really love that build. I love how arrhythmic it starts with the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It has, like, the exponential kind of, like, drift off. And then, like, slowly kind of syncopates back into the drums as it gets right back into the drop again. So cool. I don't know. You were geeking about it, too. It's good.
No, it was fun.
Yeah, it's really
fun. It feels
fun.
Like a video game soundtrack.
Yeah, it's very plunky. I love the plunkiness of the timbres and all their sounds in this album specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything you want to say about this track that's from your Wrapped?
Yeah. Well, okay, so what I'm going to play next is I-70 by Jeremy Zucker. It's number 10 in my top songs, which honestly is kind of surprising. Like, I'm not that crazy of a fan, but the thing with, like, music is I just associate it with, like, very specific times and, like, memories. I mean,
that's
everyone
what you're
does,
supposed
right?
To do.
Yeah, everyone does. But so I think for me, I would just always listen to that when it was, like, late and, like, dark. Let's say, like, probably, like, 1, 2 a.m. And I was walking home from the SEC, like Nolop, like and I don't know, I thought it was a perfect song for, like, walking home and feeling not like moody but not in a,
you're like cinematic
way.
Walk home, you're like, don't talk to me because I'm in the movie right now.
Maybe, I don't know, but I really like the bass, or like, I'm not sure if it's the bass. We should just play it, and then maybe you'll know what I'm saying.
Okay.
But, yeah.
We'll just play it. So, yeah, that was my number 9. This is your number 10.
Yeah.
Cool. That's kind of fun. And then this has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Diego.
Teresa.
And we'll be signing off after this one. Thanks for tuning in, and take care. Catch you guys next week, I think. Yeah, I should catch you guys next week, and then the one after that might be up in the air. We'll see.
Bye.
Bye. Here's I-70.